Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Iraq faces growing instability as the Middle East conflict squeezes on all sides. Then the church in the global south is rising and a new kind of mission is emerging. That story coming your way in just a few moments. But first, as conflict in the Middle East enters its 19th day, this spillover especially shakes Iran's neighbor to the west, Iraq. Samuel with Redemptive Stories explains that Iraq contains United States military bases and armed groups loyal to Iran. In other words, it's a target for both sides. Not only does Iran shell U.S. forces, but also
some of those attacks actually come from inside of Iraq through the Popular Mobilization Forces, or the PMF, which is an Iraqi paramilitary group that is heavily allied with Iran.
In Baghdad yesterday, both an Iran-affiliated building as well as the U.S. embassy came under targeted attacks. Samuel calls the situation a mess on multiple levels. Iraq has a small Christian population under pressure. Samuel says believers have had to shelter in place at times this month, but they continue to minister the gospel during Ramadan.
When chaos happens, it is upon the church and ministries to be a stabilizing force, to still communicate the hope, not just to survive, but to communicate hope and peace in the midst of it. And I'm hearing that from a lot of our partners on the ground.
Ask God to preserve stability in Iraq and by his mercy, enable more to hear the gospel.
Pray that the infrastructure mechanisms which are necessary for them to continue to do their ministry would still be able to continue on.
Our next story begins with a question.
Do you ever get used to disasters?
That's Rosalinda Hart with For Haiti with Love as she speaks about recent events in Haiti. Cap Haitian saw major flooding after days of rain beginning February 24th.
It's just an intense rain that never stopped. It went on for a week. And the rain has no place to go.
A secondary challenge is the lack of proper infrastructure to manage what's left after the flood.
It's leaving all the trash and mud behind because there's not really a drainage system in Cap Haitien.
While flooding isn't unusual in Haiti, DeHart says people never truly get used to it. Recent disasters have shaken daily life in Cap Haitien and often people's faith as well. And that's where practical ministry steps in.
We had a food program for people who can come up to come eat.
For those needing shelter, the ministry provided housing in mountains unaffected by the flooding. In the midst of disaster, they want people to see that God is with them.
We are God's hands and feet, not just telling them the words, but showing with action also.
Pray for the people of Haiti, especially those who've been affected by the flooding. Pray that the ministry will have opportunities to serve the community and for the strength to do so. And David Boghossian with the Alliance for the Unreached says, the mission scene is changing.
Missiologists are now talking about what they call polycentric mission. And there used to be a trend of European missions and American missions reaching the entire world. And to some extent, that was necessary because most evangelical Christians were from that part of the world. Today, it's almost the reverse. 80% of Christians are from what we call the global south. They're Latinos, they're Africans, they're Asians. And this is very exciting because it means the global face of Christianity has changed.
Many places today are unreached because they're resisting the gospel as a form of westernization. As Christians adopt polycentric missions and the West to the Rest model fades, Christians worldwide need to collaborate and approach new situations in humility.
Mission is the best thing for us. Mission brings us to that place of humility before God and before one another, where we realize we can't do this ourselves. And it brings interdependency within the body and dependence upon Christ.
So please pray that God will direct believers to seek help from one another and from himself, and that believers from everywhere will spread the gospel to everywhere. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.